I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. We already know that you got series starting up for the weekend in Major League Baseball, and we're doing all the games for Friday night. That's great. But, you know, let's take a look at what's happening on Saturday and Sunday around the majors in terms of big games. As far as the series go, you got Braves Marlins in Miami, Padres Nats in D.C., the Guards are in Toronto, Orioles are in Tampa, the Tigers are on the south side of Chicago against the White Sox, the Yankees are at Fenway to see the Red Sox, Phillies and Mets should be really good at Citi Field. The Mariners are in Texas. Dodgers are in Kansas City. A's at Houston. The Brewers play in St. Louis. D-backs, Rockies in Rado. Twins are in Anaheim. And the Pirates are in San Francisco. As far as the pitching matchups go to start the series, Atlanta and Miami. Odorizzi against Lopez in South Florida. Lopez with a 3.57 ERA. Odorizzi 3.76. They're both 500. Odorizzi 4-4. Lopez 7-7. San Diego in D.C. Clevinger's 3-4 with a 3.60 against Abbott, who's 0-1 with a 5.68 for the Nats. The Guards, Jays in Toronto. Quantrill 8-5 with a 3.88 for the Guards against Berrios, who's 8-4 with a 5.19 for the Jays. O's, Rays in Tampa. Voth 2-1 with a 5.53 for the O's. Kluber 7-6 with a 4.05 for the Rays. Tigers, White Sox. Norris 0-4 with a 6.90. That's disastrous against Kopech, who's 4-8, 3.38 for the White Sox. They can't get out of their own way. Yankees, Red Sox at Fenway. Herman against Eovaldi. Herman's 1-2 with a 5.09. Eovaldi 5-3 with a 4.23. The best game is Suarez against Scherzer at Citi Field. Phil's Mets. Suarez 8-5 with a 3.68. Scherzer's 8-2 with a 1.98. He's been brilliant. Seattle's at Texas. Texas has a name to starter, Kirby for Seattle. He's 3-3 with a 3.40. Dodgers Royals at the K. Gonsolin 13-1 with a 2.30 against Lynch, 4-7 with a 4.79. The A's Astros at Minute Maid. Aller 1-5 with a 7.63 for the A's. Garcia's 8-8 with a 3.93 for the Stros. Brewers Cards at Bush. Lauer, who's 8-3, impressive with a 3.59 for the Brew Crew against Jordan Montgomery, who the Cards got from the Yankees. 4-3 with a 3.53 coming off the win over his former team, the Pinstripers, in St. Louis in that sweep by the Cardinals over the Yankees last week. Diamondbacks, Rockies, Davies 2-4 with a 4.03 against Senzatella. He's 3-6 with a 4.68. Twins, Angels, and Anaheim. Mailey 5-7, 4.49 for the Twins. Sandoval 3-7 with a 3.41 for the Angels. And the Bucks, Giants, you got Wilson for the Bucks 2-6 with a 5.86 against Rodon, who's been impressive, 10-6 with a 2.95 for the Giants. Now, what about Saturday? The Braves and Marlins again in Miami. Anderson for the Bravos, 9-6 with a 5.11. And then for the Marlins, Luzardo's 3-4 with a 3.29. That should be a good game. Guardians and Jays, McKenzie's 8-8 with a 3.16 for Cleveland against White, who's 1-3, but he has a nice 3.86 ERA for the Jays. The Orioles and Rays at the top. Watkins, 4-2 with a 4 ERA for the O's against Dirty Harry McClanahan for the Rays, who's 10-5, having a great season, and 2.24 ERA, started the All-Star game. Cubs, Reds in the Queen City as they play on after meeting in Iowa. Sampson against Ashcraft. Sampson an 0-3 with a 3.83 ERA for the Cubbies. And Ashcraft 5-2 with a 3.94 for the Reds. As for the Padres, they'll go with Darvish against the Nats. Sanchez, Darvish 10-5 with a 3.28 ERA. Sanchez 0-5 with a disastrous 7.56 ERA. And then I already told you about the Braves-Marlins, that Anderson Luzardo is game one of a doubleheader. The second game is under the lights in D.C. Strider, the rookie, 6-4 with a 3.11 ERA, taking on the Marlins. They haven't named that game two starter. Tigers-White Sox in Chicago. Manning for Detroit. No wins, no losses, but a 2.25 ERA. And Giolito for the White Sox, 8-6 with a 4.91 ERA for Tony La Russa's Sox. Dodgers and Royals at Kauffman. Haney, 1-0 with a 0.64 ERA. I'm not buying that. I've never liked his stuff at all. Against Keller for the Royals, 6-12 with a 4.45 ERA. He did have an impressive start in the Bronx against the Yankees. The A's and Stros at Minute Maid. No one named for the A's. McCullers will go for the Astros. Phillies and Mets at City. Nola for the Phillies, 8-8 with a 3.17 ERA against DeGrom, who was brilliant in his last outing. He took a perfect game into the sixth. He's 1-0 with a 2.53 ERA in two starts. Brewers and Cardinals at Busch. Burns against Wainwright. Burns is 8-5 with a 2.45 for the Brew Crew. Wainwright 8-8 with a 3.42 for the Cards. Always impressive at home. The Cardinals 35-20 at home. Yanks, Red Sox. Montas against Crawford. Montas 4-9 with a 3.59 ERA. Mostly with the A's. Looked terrible for the Yankees in his first start. Crawford for the Red Sox, 3-4 with a 4.30 ERA. Seattle's at Texas. Gonzalez against Dunning. Gonzalez 7-11 with a 3.98. Dunning 2-6 with a 4.04 ERA. The D-backs and Rockies at Coors. Zach Gallen 7-2 with a 3.12 ERA against Urena, who's 1-3 with a 4.63 ERA for the Rockies. The Bucks and Giants at Oracle. Nobody for the Bucks. Webb for the Giants. 10-5 with a 3.17 ERA. Twins and Angels late in Anaheim at Angels Stadium. Bundy against Detmers. Dylan Bundy 6-5 with a 5 ERA. Detmers 4-3 with a 3.44. Not to mention a no-hitter this year. Then on Sunday, you got more of the same. Padres, Nats in D.C., Snell against Espino. Snell 4-6 with a 3.96 ERA. Espino 0-4 with a 4 ERA. The Guards and Jays at Rogers Center. Bieber and Gausman should be a good one. Bieber 7-6 with a 3.21 ERA. Huge game for them. And Gausman for the Jays 8-8 with a brilliant 2.91 ERA for Toronto. Braves and Marlins again in Miami. The Fisherman, Charlie Morton going for the Bravos. Garrett for the Marlins. Morton's 5-5 with a 4.26 ERA. Garrett 2-6 with a 4 ERA. The O's and Rays at the Trop in St. Pete, where I stuck around for change. Killed a czar and his ministers. Anyway, Lyles and Rasmussen there. Lyles for the O's, 9-8 with a 4.35 ERA. Rasmussen 6-4 and a nifty 2.9. 6 ERA for Tampa. Cubs and Reds at Great American. Thompson against Dunn. Thompson's been clutch for the Cubs for the most part. 9-5 with a 3.36 ERA. Dunn 0-1 with a 5.79 for Cincinnati. Phillies and Mets at City once again to wrap it up. How about this one? Wheeler against the Basset Hound. Zach Wheeler 11-5 with a 2.63 ERA. Bassett 9-7 with a 3.39 ERA. The Phillies are a dangerous team. They've been hot. I think they could be an upset special type team in the playoffs if they get there into the postseason. The Mets are going to be very dangerous with their pitching and closer in Diaz. You got to love Scherzer, DeGrom, Bassett, Walker, Peterson, and then Diaz closes the door. Tigers and White Sox in Chicago. Alexander against Lance Lynn. Alexander, brutal, 2-6, 3.83 ERA, not that bad. Lynn, also brutal, 2-5 with a terrible 5.88 ERA. Dodgers and Royals will wrap it up in Kansas City at the K. Anderson against Singer. Anderson's been brilliant. 13-1 with a 2.72 ERA. Singer 5-4 with a 3.49. Not too shabby for the Royals. A's and Astros at Minute Maid. Irvin against Javier. Irvin 6-9 with a 2.92. Javier 6-8 with a 3.14. Brew Crew and Cards at Busch. Ashby and Mikolas. Ashby 2-10. Ouch. With a 4.32. Mikolas 8-9 with a 3.50 for the Cards. Seattle and Texas. Gilbert Grape against Martin Perez. This is a real good game. Gilbert 10-5 with a 3.47. Perez 9-3 with a 2.85. The D-backs and Rockies at Coors again. Henry against Feltner. Henry 1-1 with a 3.75. Feltner 2-3 with a 6 ERA. Bucks and Giants in San Francisco. Thompson against Wood. Thompson 3-9. Ugly. 5.08 ERA. Wood 8-9 for the Giants with a 4.17. Twins and Angels in Anaheim, Archer and Davidson. Chris Archer 2-5 with a 4 ERA. Davidson 1-3 with a disastrous 7.91 ERA. And then you got the Yanks and Red Sox, the Sunday night game in Boston at Fenway. Jameson shots at Tyone 11-2 with a 3.95 against Mike Wacha 6-1. He's been good with a 2.69 ERA. They hate each other. It's as good as it gets. Hopefully the Yankees can turn it around after their awful West Coast swing and awful Midwest swing through St. Louis as well. Good baseball all weekend long.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.